The rally began at 10 a.m. along the banks of the Hudson River at Albany's Corning Preserve. About 100 college students from more than 25 campuses across New York assembled for a march that took them through downtown Albany up to the state capitol. Laura Smith attends Vassar. She's part of the Green Umbrella team.
We're here in Albany to let Governor Cuomo know loud and clear that if he wants to be a leader for the youth vote and for environmental communities, then he needs to take a stand and ban fracking in New York and lead us toward a just and sustainable, greener and cleaner economy and future.
The Green Umbrella held a weekend conference on environmental justice entitled Power Shift New York to prepare students for the rally. Caroline Cowley came up from Brooklyn to participate in the action.
What we need to do here is ban fracking. I'm originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I saw corporations coming in and taking what was not theirs. And I live in New York now. New York is my home. I'm never going to leave. And I can't bear to have that happen to my neighbors upstate. Just because I'm in the city doesn't mean that this isn't a community. We are a state and we need to start working with one another, even if you might not live down the street. We're all New Yorkers and we need to remember that.
The rally comes on the heels of an announcement by Broome County Community College in Binghamton that the school is ready to begin a three-week intensive program to certify roustabouts or general labors on a drilling rig. Broome is one of five community colleges in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New York participating in a coalition called ShaleNet. It's funded by a three-year, $4.9 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor. ShaleNet focuses on recruiting, training, and placing people in high-priority, entry-level natural gas jobs. Casey Alvey recently graduated from Cornell. She wants the environment protected for future generations.
Our generation, by 2016, the millennials, will be the largest voting bloc in the history of the United States.
And coincidentally, that's probably if Governor Andrew Cuomo will run for the presidency.
Exactly. So we are also delivering a letter to Governor Cuomo, a letter from young people from New York State, calling on him to take leadership to ban fracking and build a green economy. And we are also delivering this letter, which has been signed by 18 state networks and national youth organizations, including the Sierra Student Coalition, Energy Action Coalition, Ohio Student Environmental Coalition, which represent hundreds of thousands of people from all across the country who stand in solidarity with us today.
Rallygoers staged a short skit at the top of the Capitol's million-dollar staircase. Theatrics included a mock wedding between gas companies and politicians before marching off to the governor's office to hand deliver a letter imploring Andrew Cuomo to ban fracking. But some insiders suggest fracking will be allowed and permits will slowly be issued to operations in the Southern Tier, where the New York Farm Bureau's Nat Helligan says natural gas drilling will help the economically depressed area.
A lot of our dairy farms and other farms in the Southern Tier are struggling. They're year to year trying to get by. In one case, one of our members out in Broome County, because of some regulatory changes, has to make significant upgrades, $600,000 worth on her farm. And these gas drilling revenues are going to be a godsend for her. And I think people don't usually think of it in those terms, but this is really one of the things that can save farms in our Southern Tier. And we think there's nothing more environmentally responsible or sustainable than keeping farms in agricultural production rather than see them go another route with that property. So, and these are multi-generational operations that really are dedicated to sustainable and environmentally friendly farming. So, you know, we think that gas drilling is enormously positive for those members, and that's the reason we support it.
Both sides of the gas drilling issue joined Governor Cuomo in awaiting word from the DEC as to whether fracking will be allowed in the Empire State. In Albany, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.